We are learning the Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're continuing the sugya of Zenena Vezelechos. So we're starting at the top of the Amud, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara. Shalach le Rab Abba Bar Zavda Lamori Bar Mar. Boim Nim Rav Huna. Rab Abba asked Mori to ask Rav Huna, Hador B'chosach Haver Shlomi Daitai. Someone lives in the property of his friend without his das. And the shayla of Zenen of Zelechos, the case was that he needed a place. This person was not renting out his house anyway. And the shayla was, does he have to pay for it or not? He sent the shayla to Rav Huna. Adahachi, knock knock, Rav Huna. Tommy got the chance to ask Rav Huna. Rav Huna was lifted already. So Amalei Rabba bar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna's son Rabba told Rav Abba, Hachi Omar. Told Mari Bamar, Hachi Oma Abba Mari, this is my father said, Mishmei de Rav, Einoi Tzorach Lahalas Leschar. You don't have to pay. Zenene, Vizeli Chaser is Potter. And he also told him another thing. Vaseich Abayis Meruvain, if someone rents a house from Ruvain, Malas Chal Shimon, he pays Shimon. Freight the Gemara, Shimon Maivirite. If you rent a house from Ruvain, you pay Shimon, why does that make sense? Gemara says, Hach Kama, Nimsa Abayis Al Shimon, he rents a house from Ruvain, and it turns out it wasn't Ruvain's house, really Shimon's house. The loch is mal leschar. He has to pay Shimon. Samar has tarti. It's a stira. That on one hand he says they live in someone's house without his das, you don't have to pay. And the second din says you do have to pay. So the Gemara, it's not a stira. Ha the kaimel agra. Ha the loy kaimel agra. One case is that it was up for rent, and the other case it was not up for rent. That's the difference between the two cases, and therefore it's not a stira. There could be another pshat to answer. The Gemara didn't answer this, but there was a taisa before that said if someone's willing to pay, so then the halacha is he pays even by zenev zelechosa. Rashi, the taisa said in the sugya of makif v'nikif. So here, you see the guy wanted to pay Ruvain, so maybe that's you see he's nachas to pay. So then he pays, but that's a kasha. I in the madura basra and mashon and others that has a kasha on that taisa before lefit taisa svara. Why did the Gemara answer that over here that he is willing to pay already? That's what he has to pay. But Akmar Malagamar says nafkmina is. The difference between two halachas are if it's kaim lagra or not. If it's kaim lagra, if it's up for rent, then it's zen net of a zen chaser. Mashenkin, if it's not up for rent, it's zen net of a zel chaser. And when paskin, Rav Huna's paskin, zen net of zel loy chaser is mutter. And the second case was where it was zen chaser. Itvanami, the exact same Gemara. Itvanami, Omrav Chia ba oven omarav. The army lom, some say it's Omrav Chia ba oven omarav huno. Hadab chaser chaver shlomidaita. In a tark lalas eschar. Someone lives in his friend's property without telling him, and he does, and it was not oimid to rent out. He doesn't have to pay money for it. Zenon of Zelechosa. Hasoich Abayis Meir, if he rents the house from the city, the township, Milas Chal Abayim, he pays the Abayim. Break down Abayim Ma'avidite. If the Bnei Ir owned the building, owned the house, so why does he have to pay money to the Abayim? Hoch Gamar, Nimtzu Loi Abayim, found that it was Taka had a Abayim. So Lachiz, Milam Schar. You pay the real owner, you pay that money for the owner. So the kasha is tarati, it's a stira. On one hand, it says you don't have to pay rent, and in this case, it says you do have to pay rent. If the Gemara, ha'dekam lagra, ha'dekam lagra. If it's up for rent, so then it becomes an end of zechaser, and therefore you have to pay for the rent. Omrav schira, omrav huna, omrav. Hadar b'chotza chaver shloim edaitoi, ein tzarek lahalas leschar. Seems the same halacha. Halacha is if you live in your friend's field property without his das, you don't have to pay him money. Mishum shenemar, here bring a pasuk with shenemar, v'shia yukas sha'ar, which means that if you leave a house empty, so Rashi has two pshatim what exactly it means, but the same idea, that if you leave a house empty, there's a shade, his name is Shia, and he destroys the house if no one's in it. It's an empty house, a haunted house, gets ruined. You need someone living there in order to protect it from the mazikim. So that's the Shia Yukas Shar. That's the halach. So therefore, it's a gain to the owner if someone is living there. He gains from that. And we'll speak out in a second what we need this for. Let's see one more Gemara. Om Mabravashi, Ladi Chazile Menagach Vaitura, Menagach Vaitura. I saw that mazik of an empty house and it kicks, it stoitzes like a cow, like an ox. Rabbi Yosef, I'm a different mile of having someone living there. Beisa, Meisva Yosef. A house someone lives in, the house it lasts longer because the person living there sees what it needs and fixes it up or gets it fixed. So the two pshat, what the mile is living there. Either it's not a haunted house and therefore there's no mazikin, or because whoever lives there takes care of the house. So my benayu, what's the difference in the two reasons? The difference is, if the house is being used till now to store straw and firewood, so then it's no problem mazikim because it's being used. But on the other hand, it doesn't have the mile of someone living there and see what it needs. So that would be nafgamina in such a house if you have this gain. The question is, we're talking about different type of gains over here. Either gain is for mazikin or someone lives there. What do we need that for? We just finished saying is, Darba Chaser, which is just saying Rav Huna holds already, Rav Huna and Rav both hold, that Zenene Vezele Chaser is Potter. So what do you need this new reason of Yukashar? So there's two Pshatim in the Rishonim. The Muki Yosef says that really, every house you live in has a little bit of wear and tear. The walls get a little black, a little wear and tear. So it should really be chaser. On that, the Gemara is saying is, we have something that counteracts the little loss, and that's the gain you have by me by living there. Either no mazikin, or that I take care of the stuff that it needs. So that's coming to counteract the blackening of the walls, shachrusa da ashaisa. That's one pshat. The other pshat is the rosh. The Rosh says, it's Echanami, just another reason. It's not the main reason. The reason is your part anyway. It's saying, by the way, added benefit is that this guy's living here. I'll read you the Rosh's Lashon, because Rosh is a little bit more of a Chiddush to Kapshat. Rosh is like this. You know, it's partial that's part of because of that. Don't feel bad about it. It's even a type of you because it's helping at your house. That's the Rosh's Pshat in this Gemara, two Pshat in Rosh and the Muki Yosef. Zok the Maravaita. Hu gavra, the bona padna kukus of the yasmi. The assignment had this property. It was actually turning into a garbage dump. So this guy moved in and he built a nice building, a nice mansion on this garbage dump. Agve Rav Nachman la padna mine. Rav Nachman collected the mansion from him, took it away from him. Lema kusav Rav Nachman hadaba chasa chaver shlom dayi tzor klaz eschar. Because here the story was, Rav Nachman wanted him to pay rent. He took the property of the assignment. He said no. So Rav Nachman said, you know what? I'm going to take away your whole mansion. So what's for Rav Nachman? Why would he have to pay for it? L'chayra, it's Zenen of Zelech Chosu. So the mayor of Nachman holds a double chosu chaver shlom and died to Chal Klaus Eschar. So tomorrow, no. Humikara Karmanoi Havadari Bey. There was this, Karmanoi is the name of Uma Rashez or Kadmanoi. There was like some homeless people living there, The Yavalu asked me to have and they were paying the assignment, you know, a token amount, some money. Va'amalei, and so Rav Nachman told him that since someone was paying money, you have to pay also. Zilpai sinu liyasmi, v'yashkech. It wasn't listening. Va'ag Rav Nachman l'padamine. Therefore, Rav Nachman collected the mansion from him. So what's this Gemara saying? That over here, the assignment were getting some payment until now. So the shayla is, okay, so only pay that amount. They were getting $100 a month. And we're making this guy pay $1,000 a month. What's pshat? So look, Zok Taisvis. Taisvis on top, a small Taisvis. Yovel Yasvi Domut, Machmas Kain, Chayiv Shalom Mashinena, Av Bishle Chisakokach, even though it's not such a big loss. The Chayim Muchal Kul Shmeitzin, Kanemir Leel Mashim Shachuzin and Ashayis, like I spoke at yesterday, really you have to pay for that? No. What's Pshat Zen Nen of Zelech Chosas Potter? Alts Koyfin Amidas Toim. So he spoke out multiple times that if you have a little bit of a loss already, no kaifin amidas toim already. It can't say it makes no difference to you. You're losing something. Once you're losing something, as no kaifin amidas toim, you have to pay for your full hana. Like we spoke out yesterday from the Prey Yeshua, that's the assert in the whole sugi. Go through the whole sugi, you see this farm is beautiful. That zener zele chas is only if it's loy chas at all. Once it's chas a little bit, you pay for the full hana. And like this Tosfos says klar, even though the assignment only collecting a little bit, here they collect the whole rent because it's not zener zele chas anymore. What in futures?
The assignment knows that he's sitting here now.
No, the assignment had this thing for 10 years, didn't do anything with it, garbage dump. Didn't know, what do you mean? There's no future.
But still, now they know.
It doesn't work like that, now that you know. You didn't do anything with it. That's called Zelech Chaser. If you don't do it, what?
You get from saying that there was Shlomo Daito. Where?
No, Shlomo Daito means because he wasn't Meicha when he went down there. That's all trying to speak out. If he's Meicha, like fuck it yesterday, then there's no such thing as Kaipan Mir's time. So that means that it wasn't Meicha. There's no such thing like that. No such thing. No such thing. You get the star once. So you can make it, give him days. Yeah, kick him out. You're right. 100% you can do that. It's not so good. You want them to pay money from before. You're right. You want to know if from now on I could guy out? 100%, you're right. From now I could guy out. That's the sugya. Do you have to pay rent for what you lived in? That's the shayla. So are you saying, because I kick him out now, that's like I pay back my freya? No, he's okay. That's economic. That's not sugya. Why did he take away the house? Remember why he took away the house? Because he didn't want to pay rent. Zil paisinu. It's out here. Zil paisinu. Go mafais. What does that mean? Go pay your rent. He didn't want to. So therefore he collected the house in lieu of the rent. Not because he didn't want to leave. He was ready to leave or pay rent. That wasn't the shayla. Shayla was to pay rent in my freya. Yeah? Well, what's the shayla still? Yeah. The shayla was pay rent in my freya. You're tiny good. That you kick guy out of Makan Labah. That's true. That is true. Zog the Gemara Vayita. That's why you have any kashas. We're going out the next sugya. So Zog the Mishnah Vayita. It said in the Mishnah that a chiddush to us. That the halacha is that when you in Rosh Hashanah, and the behemoth eats from Shirabim, even though it's potter, Shane's potter Shirabim, you still have to pay Mashinenis. But then it says that if you eat Metzida Rochava, Meshalem is Masha Zika. What does that mean exactly? So it's really a Shaila in Rashi, in two Gersoyas of Rashi, but it says you pay Metzida Rochava. So let's say the Gemara, why are you paying from the side of the street? Amarav, Ubumechazeres. The case is, the behemoth is walking down the street, turns its face to the side and takes food from the side of the road. That is considered either mashuna, so it's keren, or it's considered that it's eating from the shusha yachid and therefore it's chayiv. But Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, afil mechazeres naim p'tura. If a behemoth is walking down the street and turns his head to the side and eats that way, it's also considered shusha rabim and yapata. But Shmuel heichem eshkachas lo demechayeves. Our Mishnah says that Metzida Rochava, Mashal Masha Zika, means you pay regular Nezek. So what's the case that you're paying Masha Zika? Kagoin, the Shavska, the Rochava, the Ozla, the Kam, Metzida Rochava. It went, the behemoth turned off the road and went to the side of the road and ate the food off the side of the road. So we will learn, like Tosis Pshat in the Sugya, and Rashi and Mashal, a little bit like that here also, that the question like this. In the Shirabim, we know you're potter. In the Shusha Nizik, you're chayiv. So Rav says, if Behemoth walks down the street and turns his head to the side, that's like it's eating from a Shusha Yachid. Because that's not a Shirabim. The side of the street is not a Shirabim. Shmuel says, if you walk down the middle of the street and you turn your head to the side, that's called Shirabim still. What's the case of our Mishnah that says, Metzida Rechava Pema Shazika? You left the road and went to the side. And the Tzida Rechava is called Chatzah Nizik. Why? Because it's a little bit raised. And people have a resource to put the payers there. Therefore, it's called Rishosa Nizik. V'ikin demasti lahosh v'ayitz v'abri nafshah. Some learn the Mechlekes, Rav and Shmuel by itself. Machazeres, behemoth walks down the street and turns its face and eats from the side of the road. Rav amachayeves. Rav says it's chayiv, because that's called Rishosa Nizik. V'shmuel amaptura. Shmuel says it's potter. V'shmuel, because Shmuel holds that's called Rishosa Rav. What's the case of our Mishnah that says Metzida Rechava, you pay Masha Zika? Heicha Meshkachas on the Mechayiv. Going to Shavka LeRechava VaOzla, it leaves the street VaOzla VaKam Metzida Rechava, and it goes and eats from the side of the road. It leaves the street and goes to the side of the road to eat. That's the case, and that's called Rishus HaNizik already. If you learn like Rashi's Girs in the Mishnah, it means it's Keren. It means when you, according to Rav, you turn the head to the side, that's Mishonah. And according to Shmuel, when you leave the road, that's called Mishonah. One of the problems with Rashi's Pshat is that Mishal Masha Zika in the Mishnah sounds like you're paying full Nezek Shalom. And according to Rashi, it's only Chatzi Nezek. It's one of Tosfos' Kashas. There's other Kashas as well. Therefore, we're going with Tosfos' Pshat that it means to say that it's Rosh Hashanah Nizik when it goes to the side, and when it goes down the street, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rav. Moshe Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, further on in the same Mishnah, in our Mishnah, says, Mipesach HaChanos, Mishalem es mashenenes. If you eat from Pesach Hanos, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Therefore, you pay mashenenes, not mashazika. Heichem mishkachas lo. How is that possible that it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim? It's on the door of a store. So, door of a store is not middle of the street. So, pshitim mechazeres. And most of the mechazeres, like ka'amar, mashenenes. Mashenenes and mashazika loy. It's a kasha on Rav. Rav said that mechazeres, walking down the street and turning your face to the side, even from the side, is considered Rosh Hashanah Nizik and Yechayiv. It's not Mashananis, it's Chayiv Mashazika. So then Halen Le Mishlevite later on, Mishnah says Pesach HaChanos is considered Mashananis. The Pesach Nos is always on the side. So Bishop Yishmuel was saying that you turned your head to the side, so that's why it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's why you're part of it, only be Masha Dennis. But according to Rav Mechazeres, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Nizik, so you should be Chayiv Masha Zika.
According to
Rashi,
it was suggested that Masha Nennis is two-thirds.
Right, Shmuel, yeah. Right, that's what comes out, yeah.
So then how, over here, what's the fashion?
Right, it's small. Hold that. Who is that? Small? No, it's Rava. Yeah, let's break down your question. What's your question? The question is that they're paying a mashinanis, and sometimes it comes out at 2/3 of the price of sarim, and here it's chatzinazik. Yeah, that's what's coming out. Yeah.
Right. The
2/3
more than chatzinazik.
2/3 more than chatzinazik. Yes. Yes. So he's asking if he rashes gears and learns Karen. He's saying, you know the Kasha Rashi, you want to add it on to the Kasha? Okay, yeah. It's a good Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Add it on to the fourth Kasha of Tosis on Rashi. But it must be going for the other Madiyama, the Hosey Peg, the May Omri Bazul. I'm saying, big shout out to Paskin. Rabba or Rabba, so going like Rabba. It's a it wouldn't be, it's a Rabba and Shmuel, not Meshuvah to that. Like upon him, in any case, we said we're going with Tosis Pshat, so we'll stick with Tosis Pshat. Any cash on Tosis Pshat, that's where we'll go. We'll go with Tosis Pshat now, and that's what we're learning. So now the question is, just let the Cheshbon, because the Cheshbon somebody's a little hard, the Pesach HaChanus, Mishalemes Mashananis. Again, what's the Kasha? That it says we pay Mashananis, we're sitting in a Rosh Hashirabim. So, Heichem Ishkachas Lo, Pshitim Mechazeres, because no door of a store in the middle of a street. The so it's a kasha arav, and for the gemara who moisiv law from a farakol the kaima of a karen zavitz. The teretz is that here it was in the middle of the street. How's it possible to have a door of a store in the middle of the street? So if you have a picture, if you have a gemara in front of you, you have a picture. If you look at that mava gadol, it means the street was very wide at one point, and the behemoth was walking down the middle of the street. Now the middle of the street can mean like towards the left of that street. And as it came to the narrow part of the street, it walked straight into the door of the store. It walked straight into the door. So here's a case where the door of the store is right in the middle of the street. So you don't have to come into Mechazeres. And that's why it pays Mashananis, because it landed up when the street got narrower, the store was on the side of the street, but the street got narrower, so therefore, walking down the middle of the street will cause you to walk right into the store. So that is one pshat in the Mechalikas Mechazeres. Some say Mechazeres kuli amalei pligi the chayeves. Everyone agrees the Mechazeres is chayiv because Mechazeres is called Rishus Hanizik. Ki pligi. So what is the machlekes? A whole different machlekes. Ki pligi. A new case. Mekatz amokam Rishus Hashirabim. A person gave away part of his own Rishus to Rishus Hashirabim, and he put his peiros there. V'hachi itma. Omar Rav. Lo yishanu that you're chayiv. Because Rishus Hanizik El Mechazeres, Av Makatza Mokoyim Rishus Hashirabim Petura. Now coming at Rav is the opposite. He's the one saying Potter. But if you leave Mokoyim Rishus Hashirabim, you leave Paris there. The behemoth is Potter. V'Shmuel Amar Afilu Makatza Mokoyim Rishus Hashirabim Chayeves. The loch is that even if you leave, even such a case, you are Chayev because still consider Rishus Hanizik. So we'll see in a second what the machlekes is. So the halacha is that regarding Rosh Hashanah Nizik, really, it's not really a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Even though he gave it away, so he has, it's like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but it's not mamish Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Rav holds that your potter, we'll see why. Shmuel holds a chayiv. So Gemara says maybe the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is like this. Lema barber shushay kemifli. Rav, the machlekes, if someone gives away part of his own Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he puts a bar there, and someone trips in that bar, behemoth trips in that bar, are you chayiv or not? So one man the Yama says, yeah, you gave it to Shirabim, so now you're chayiv. Because now it's a bar of Shirabim. The other man the Yama says, no, that I'm only mafgir it if I'm not chayiv for Nezikin. I'm not mafgir it to be chayiv for Nezikin. I'm not chayiv for Nezikin, I'm not mafgir for that much. That's the machlaikas. But Rav holds, so Rav Elma Pata Kasava, bar b'shusei chayiv. He holds that bar in your own Shushay chayiv. And since you're chayiv, since you're responsible, so the halacha is, anytime you are mekalkel b'shusha rabim, so here you prepare b'shusha rabim, which is like a bar b'shusha rabim, the halacha is, you're allowed to take it. The Gemara of Mniach says, kol mekalkel b'shusha rabim, sheziko chayov l'shalim, first of all, you have to pay, v'chol machzik b'hem zocha. If I take peiros and put it into b'shusha rabim, which is illegal, anyone is allowed to take the peiros. They don't have to pay for the peiros, they can take the peiros. So here, there was peiros in the b'shusha rabim, and according to Rav, you chayiv for a bar here, so therefore it's a bar b'shusha rabim. And therefore, if the behemoth is mazik, the behemoth is potter, because kol makalkum shirabim is potter. That's a Rav holds. Rav and potter, so b'shuchayiv. Therefore, it goes into the cloud, to the rule, kol makalkum shirabim shazika chayav mashalim. B'shmuel amachayiv, kusava bar b'shusay potter. Holds that bar b'shusay is potter. I'm allowed to put the bar here, even though I gave it to shirabim, but I'm not machayiv and azikin. And therefore, if you're mazik by paris, you have to pay for it. So Gemara's kasha is, are you going to say that that's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? It's Machlekes Tanoim. You don't like when I'm a Royim arguing the same Machlekes as Tanoim. This is a Machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in Shar Shanagah as a par in that parak. So you don't want the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel to be the same Machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, no. Amalach Rav, La'ilam Eimalach Ba'alma. Really, I hold all over the place, all over in Shas, Ba'alma, Bar, B'shusei Potter. I hold that really you are Potter. If I put my bar here, my peiris here, I'm part of an azikin. So why is the behema chayv eats it? Shani acho do amalei lavko kaminach the mekarvis lei the peirusachal shesrabim mechayavis lei toray. And so why are you part of here? According to Rav, really the bar of shesrabim is part of. So there's no klal that call makalkalim, all makalkalim you're allowed to take the peiris. So here you're not allowed to take the peiris. So why are you potter? Why is the behem walking in the middle of potter in the Paris? L'charish b'chayiv. Because here, the guy da chayiv in bar. So Teretz is, he says, lav kol kaminach the mekarvis luhu l'peiris echel l'shesarab mechayiv zaturua. You can't put your Paris here and be mechayiv my shar. I can ask me, by tzidei rechava, we say yechayiv. So why is this different, tzidei rechava? So Tosfos Amud Aleph answers, because tzidei rechava is higher, it's muvdal, you realize it's something else. But here, it was flush with Rosh Rabbim, you gave it away to Rosh Rabbim, and you're putting Paris here, you want my Sharon out to Paris? You can't do that. It's like being mafka to Paris. You can't put your Paris here and expect my Sharon out to eat it. Therefore, you're potter. So the reason why Rav is potter, not because it's a bar. It's not a bar. The reason why you're potter is because he says you shouldn't put your Paris here. Really, bar b'shusha is chayiv. And in the case of a bar, you'll be able to take it. So why here can't you take the Paris? And why here you chayiv a Paris? We potter because it's called makalkalim. You're allowed to take it. The Gemara says no. Bishlo a bar iklamir lava daite. Buy a bar. Your chayiv is the reason why the owner of who made the bar is chayiv is because the person walking or the behemoth walking does not realize the bar. El a Paris miiklamir lava daite hachazlei Paris you see, and therefore I am potter if you slip on it because you see it right in front of your face. And even though every takala is a bar, it's dafkan shirabim, where I have no rishus to put it here. But here I have rishus to put my peiris here in this part. So if you trip on it, it's not my fault because you saw it. You could see it, and you should have seen it. And therefore, it's not considered a makalkal. Even though you're chayef a bar, it's not considered a makalkal here by peiris because you could see it. And therefore, the baal behema is chayef to pay for the peiris. So therefore, they both have different svaras. Really, Rav's svar, the reason why you put on the peiris is because no one asked you to put the peiris so close to shirabim. Shmuel says that the reason why you are potter on Shmuel says the reason why you're chayiv on the parents is because you should have it's my parents, you should have seen them. It's not a bar because you could see them, and therefore you're chayiv to pay for the damages of the parents. That's why it's Rav and Shmuel to a makatzim makim and you put parents there.